had a good chance to talk to her about all the local issues which is coming up, you know, especially the like of Donegal, Duncan, at any national school there, the traffic summon measures needs to be put in place there. And we talked also about school, the classrooms that's needed, and everything that were, you know, sensory rooms, everything that was related to the education sector. We had a good chat with her, and I feel she took it all on board.
Because even though it's not necessarily her brief to be dealing with the safety aspects of outside Duncan Ealey National School, did she understand or acknowledge the seriousness of it, and maybe perhaps would bring it up with the transport minister?
Well, you're 100% right. It's not her department, but like, we just wanted her to see what was going on there. And in fairness, it couldn't have been at a better time, just as she was heading to Ballyshannon. So she sees now what we're constantly on about, you know, the need for traffic management to be done down there in Duncan Ealey to slow the traffic down, because not alone in Duncan Ealey, in other towns too, is going on around schools. So it's something that I think the Education Minister is aware of now, and she can talk to her counterparts to see can we get traffic calming measures and put in place.
And we have spoken a lot of times about the project or the proposed traffic calming measures outside Duncan Ealey National School. The TII have said that it won't be till next year before work gets underway. You've said previously, Senator Boyle, that this was ridiculous, that it was taking so long.
I still can't believe it. I know people say everything takes a while, but I mean, like, this is over 2 years, and I mean, it's, at the end of the day, it's children going to school with their parents, and I mean, it's going to be too late when something happens, and we are keeping all the political pressure we can heaped on it. We have to get it resolved, and we have to get it done sooner rather than later. The last thing I want to wake up some morning and be told that somebody was at outside of school. Not alone Duncan Ealey, we have Keelock School too as a problem. Killatee School is a problem. All along the M56 there, there's all them schools as problems. Because the large amount of vehicles on the road and the speed.